The Reverend Rob Dewey is the founder and senior chaplain at Coastal Crisis Chaplaincy. He's been helping the fire department in Charleston during this tragedy, and he joins us now. Reverend Dewey, thanks so much for being with us on the program.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me to share a little bit our story so people can keep us in their thoughts and prayers.
How are things there today?
Today, it's a sullen effect, if you will, within the Charleston community. We know we're going to come through this, but this is a 9/11 for us.
9/11 in the sense that this is something that's going to live on with people there in the community for weeks and probably years to come.
We'll never forget this date, just as the country will never forget what happened on September 11th.
You know, you're called upon to offer advice and really comfort in a time like this. What is it that you try to say to people or do for them to help them move on?
Well, I think that one of the mistakes that we would make is to help people move on too quickly. Everybody grieves differently and at their own pace. And so what my chaplains and I do is that we want to have a ministry of presence. We don't understand why God has allowed this to happen, but we do know that God can help us get through it.
Is part of your challenge to make sure that individual families feel like they're getting enough attention? I imagine that when deaths come in the ones or the twos, it's easier for the department to sort of lavish attention on one or two families. In this case, this is tragedy times nine.
We're definitely at our stretching point, but we're having to rely on lots of resources to help us reach out to the families. I'm trying, and my assistant chaplain, we are going to each one of the houses today. I saw some of them the first night when this tragic event unfolded, but it's been almost 2 days since that. So we are now planning a large memorial service on Friday morning, just trying to deal with the logistics of that and just making sure that all the families' needs are going to be met.
You know, by now, most people have heard about that ritual carried out right after the fire, as each man was found and identified. Members of his company would step forward and carry his body out while emergency workers stood at a full salute while they carried out the body. We're likely to see many more of these kinds of scenes at that memorial service and probably at the funerals. How does that kind of ritual help the people who are left behind process their grief?
Well, I was meeting a little while ago with one of the widows, and I said to her as I held her and I cried with her that I prayed over your husband when they brought him out. And then she turned around and hugged me and cried and said, thank you for being there. So, yes, on Friday we will have more emotions. And it's a very trying time for all of us, but also we will do the best we can to honor these men that have been so brave. And we're going to be there to support their families.
Reverend Dewey, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. All the best to you, sir.
Thank you for calling, and also just ask everybody to keep us in their thoughts and prayers.
We certainly will, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rob Dewey is the founder and senior chaplain at Coastal Crisis Chaplaincy.